Chapter 8.
I accepted Una's hand, and then she urgently tugged me away from the crowd of onlookers. Her steps were eager, and her tail swished with excitement. I was feeling the same exact emotions, so I couldn't blame her, but I cast an apologetic smile over my shoulder at the ladies as we departed. "We'll be back!"
"Ooh, a mating ritual!"
May clapped her hands together.
"Good sport, you two!"
"Congratulations, Una!"
Miss Maggie called in a surprisingly elated voice.
"Have fun!"
Dr. Kriya shouted at our departing backs, and she was waving her hand over her head like we were on a parade. The approval of Una's two mother figures set my anxiety at ease, and I had a shit-eating grin on my face as I departed the rope bridge. The hoots and hollers of the other women rang in the background as I followed the beautiful cat girl along the catwalks of Havenwood. Then Una led me to my dwelling, and she shot me flirtatious glances over her shoulder the entire trek. I was breathless by the time we arrived, but it wasn't from the walk. I couldn't believe what was happening, and I was in a daze as Una slipped inside the squat hut, but I eagerly followed in her wake. "Una," I said as I entered the one-room dwelling, but she cut me off with her lips on mine. Her salty taste was quickly becoming one of my favorite flavors, and I moaned as her tongue slid against mine. I surrendered to the kiss as Una's fingers tangled in my shaggy black hair, and then my hands found the small of her back, so I pulled her against me with a swift tug. Una gasped, and the sound made me rock hard instantly, but I took a deep, steadying breath and reminded myself to slow down. I wanted to savor this moment.
"Oh, Alex,"
Una sighed, and her hands roamed through my hair, across my shoulders, and down my arms.
"I'm so glad everyone knows you're the dreamer now. All the land is saved, and it's all thanks to you."
"Don't get too ahead of yourself," I said, but it was hard to argue with her while her hands were exploring my body. Then her fingers dipped below my waistline, and I hissed in my breath. But when she started to drop to her knees, I grabbed her hand. "Una, wait." This beautiful cat girl had seen me naked more than once so far, and now it was my turn.
"You do not wish to experience pleasure with me?"
Una's purple eyes welled with emotion.
"Don't you want to make love with me?"
I took Una's hands in mine, and I planted a gentle kiss on the back of each before I led her over to the low platform bed. I sat down, and then I pulled her down beside me. I could feel the warmth radiating from her, and six different emotions passed through her intense eyes. "Let's take our time. What's the rush?" Relief flooded her gaze, and she threw her arms around my neck in a tight hug. I was lost in the feeling of her breasts pressing against my chest and the smell of her hair in my nose. I inhaled her aroma deeply, and I squeezed her warmly before I released her again.
"I am just so grateful you are here now, Alex,"
Una murmured, and she hopped up onto all fours as her tail curled up toward the small of her back.
"I have been waiting for you my whole life, and now you're here. I want to show you how thankful I truly am. And, as a woman, the best way I know how to do that is to make you a child."
Oh, fuck, she was sexy. "Well, maybe we can get to know each other a bit better before we have children."
"Yes, Alex,"
she said as she batted her eyelashes at me again.
"Whatever you would like."
"There are things I want to show you as well." I reached up to cup her cheek with my right hand, and I leaned forward to graze my lips ever so softly against hers. A shudder of pleasure swept through the cat girl, and she leaned her face into my hand with a sigh. I smiled into her beautiful purple depths as I gently rubbed my thumb against the corner of her lips. "Oh, fuck, you're beautiful," I murmured with an odd shake of my head.
"I cannot believe I waited so long to kiss you,"
Una sighed, but she reached for the waistline of my pants once more.
"I want to kiss you everywhere."
"Hold on," I laughed, but I stood up and turned toward her. Then I reached down and swooped her up into my arms, only to gently toss her down on her back upon my bed. "It's my turn first." The beautiful cat girl bounced on the low, firm bed, and she blinked up at me in surprise. But she didn't argue. Her white tunic was wrinkled already, and it was bunched up around her legs, so my first task was to remove it. I had to untie the leather belt cinched around her waist before I could pull the white fabric over her head, but then Una laid before me, wearing only a leather bikini-like set of underclothes. The catgirl's blue and purple stripes continued across the skin of her forearms and shins, but there it faded to a creamy hue that covered the rest of her body. Her stomach was lined with toned muscles, and her thighs looked deliciously soft. I wanted to taste her all over, but I didn't want to rush things. We had all the time in the world to enjoy each other. I laid down beside her, and the catgirl instantly curled her legs up between mine. I groaned as I felt her warmth temptingly close to my crotch, and I couldn't resist the urge to pull her hips against mine, but she immediately began to grind on me. Then Una's eyes widened.
Is that...
I could only assume she meant my cock, and I smirked as I nodded. The catgirl's purple gaze leapt to my crotch, and her tongue darted out to moisten her lips, while her fingers tugged at my waistband once more.
I want to see.
You first, I teased. I wasn't self-conscious about my body by any means, but I was very eager to see what laid beneath the bikini-like leather triangles that hid her glory from my sight. Una gave me a wicked grin before she reached up to unfasten the straps at her neck, and a moment later, her shapely breasts were exposed for my viewing pleasure. They were an ideal size and shape, and I imagined they would fit perfectly in my hands as well, so I reached forward to experiment. They felt amazing in my grasp, and I massaged them gently with both hands. The skin of her breasts had a lighter, creamy hue to them than the rest of her slightly tanned body, but her nipples were a rosy pink, and they hardened beneath my fingers as Una moaned. If she liked that, she'd love it when I actually tried to get her worked up, but for the moment, my main objective was to explore her strangely beautiful body. I wanted to find out what her nipples tasted like, so I bent my head down to flick my tongue across the hardened buds, and Una lifted her chest to push her breasts closer to me.
Oh, Alex!
Her fingers leapt to my hair, and I could feel the tips of her claws as they pressed against my scalp. It was a surprisingly exhilarating sensation. My moans echoed the sounds escaping Una's lips while her purple-blue tail curled around me, and the appendage caressed me with long, fluid movements. "You're so fucking sexy," I said as I pushed myself up onto my knees. "I want to discover every single inch of you and the sounds you're making. Fuck, Una." Then Una's lips found mine again, and the kiss grew deeper and more passionate with each passing second. I nibbled on her bottom lip, which elicited purrs of pleasure from the foxy feline, and then I trailed my tongue along her jawline. Goosebumps rose on her arms, and her fingers twitched toward my waistband once more, but this time I didn't stop her. Una's gaze leapt to my face with a questioning look, and I nodded. The catgirl grinned wide, and then her hand shot inside the baggy pants. Her fingers wrapped around my stiff member, and I hissed with pleasure. It was almost enough to make me come right then and there, but I wasn't about to let that happen. Dreamer or not, this was my dream, and I would wait until the moment was right. I wanted to hear Una moan some more before then, though, so I lowered my lips to her pert little nipples once more. They hardened against my tongue instantly, and Una let out her own hiss of pleasure.
Oh, Alex.
She breathed into my hair as her fingers tightened around my length.
This is incredible. I've never touched a man before.
You're a virgin. I sat upright and looked at her closely. I'd never taken someone's virginity before. Are you sure you're ready?
I've been waiting for you my entire life.
Una repeated with an emphatic nod.
I am just surprised by your organ.
Why is that? I furrowed my brow with concern. Surprised was too ambiguous of a term for my comfort.
I didn't think they were so... well, large.
Una blushed, but then a flicker of doubt entered her violet eyes.
Maybe it's an opposition effect of the tiny potion.
No, 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 I hurried to assure her. This is the size it always is. You're just getting me very excited, and that makes it grow. Part of me couldn't believe I was explaining erections to a half-cat, half-girl babe, or that I was about to have her as my own for the first time. Another part of me felt like my entire life had been leading up to this moment, and that was the part I wanted to give in to.
As long as you're sure you're okay,
Una said in a worried tone.
I don't want to injure you.
If she only knew how sturdy they were. I feel the same way, I said, and I planted a soft kiss against her forehead. This isn't my first time, but if it's yours, then I want to make sure it's extra special.
You have already made me feel very special.
Una purred, and she stared up at me through hooded eyes.
To have the dreamer choose me as his companion? Can you imagine?
Yeah, you're super fucking hot. I've wanted to kiss you since the day we met. Hell, I was half tempted to kiss you before I saved you from the sniffer snatcher.
Truly?
Una's eyes lit up with adoration, and she snuggled up against me even closer. My hands caressed the exposed skin of her stomach, and I trailed my fingers up and down her arms as we spoke. Goosebumps rose in the wake of my digits, and I circled further south with each circuit. Una gasped in her breath every other second, and I could tell she was enjoying my slow, teasing movements. Truth, I nodded in confirmation, but then I gave her a wink. I've had to force myself not to think about you constantly. I'm glad you made the first move, to be honest, but fortunately for both of us, we waited until we were safe before having our fun.
I feel safe with you,
Una said, and she wiggled her hips against mine as her tail curled around her thigh. The striped appendage seemed to have a mind of its own, but it fit Una perfectly. I stroked her tail for a moment, and a shudder of pleasure shot through her body. Then I let my fingers wander a little further south, and I ran my digits across the line of her leather panties. The strings attached it on each hip, and I gave Una a questioning glance as I lingered on the knots.
Yes,
Una breathed, and her eyelids lowered ever so slightly.
Please.
That was all the urging I needed, and I hastily pulled at the ends of the knots with my right hand. I slid my left arm beneath the catgirl's body, and I used it to hold her still while I maneuvered the tie. The leather lashings slipped apart, and I tossed the straps to either side. Then I pushed myself up onto my left elbow so I could get a good look at the catgirl's mound of pleasure. A happy trail of fuzz led from Una's belly button to the black curls between her pale, creamy thighs, and I swept my fingers up and down her legs as I shot her a mischievous grin.
Oh, it feels so good when you touch me,
Una sighed, and a shiver went through her body. Perfect. I circled my fingers against her inner thighs, and then I teasingly drifted north ever so slightly, until Una's legs instinctively parted as her breath escaped her lips. She wanted me to continue. Bad. I bent my head down to her nipples again, and I circled the nub with my tongue while I circled her mound with my fingers.
Yes,
Una gasped, and she arched her back as her legs spread even wider.
I am yours, Alex. I want you to fill me with your seed. I want you to be the first and only man I give myself to.
I was a little stunned by her proclamation, but my cock twitched in response to the sincerity of her words. I knew she meant them, and that turned me on more than the words themselves. I took a deep breath to regain my composure, but I planted a firm kiss against her lips. You're the best dream I've ever had, I said, as I stared deep into her violet orbs. But then I slid my finger beneath the black curls guarding her entrance, and her pupils dilated as her eyes widened. I swallowed her moan as it escaped her lips, and I drove my tongue and finger between each set of lips at the same time. The walls of her pussy squeezed my digit as her tunnel pulsated, and I inhaled sharply. Fuck, you're sexy.
Sexy?
Una asked, as her lips found my neck, and she began to lick, suck, and nibble on all the right places. I could feel my cock throb in response as her fingers explored every inch of the exposed flesh of my shoulders, arms, and chest with frantic energy. But I was also entirely distracted by the sensation of my fingers inside of her, and my gaze stayed locked on the rise and fall of her chest. You are sexy. It means, well, that I want to love you as much as possible. Everything about you turns me on.
You are sexy too, then,
the cat girl insisted in a serious tone. I could live with that, I chuckled. But then I bent down to flick my tongue across her nipple while simultaneously working my finger in and out of her moist tunnel.
Oh, my!
Una gasped, and her hips bucked upward toward the sensations I was causing deep inside her.
What is happening to me?
What does it feel like? I had a pretty good idea already, but I was curious about how she would describe it. I loved listening to the odd way with words she had.
Tingles?
Una murmured, and she closed her eyes as a shiver shot through her.
Shivers. Heat. Deep inside.
I think that means you're getting closer, I said with a devilish smirk. How does this feel? I circled my thumb against her clit, and the cat girl gasped as her eyes went wide. Her hips bucked wildly, and it was all I could do to keep a hold of her, but her movements calmed after a moment.
What magic is this?
Una murmured beneath lust-hooded eyes.
It feels, so good.
The magic of chemistry, babe. I chuckled, and I began to slowly thrust my finger in and out of her moist entrance while I flicked my tongue across her nipple again. I licked and sucked on both of her nipples while I thrust my finger in and out of her, and every few strokes I rubbed her clit with my thumb. I blew hot breath against the rigid nubs on her breast, and I nibbled on the curve of her breast as I plunged my digits inside her dripping wet pussy. Una's shivers grew in intensity until she was panting for breath, and she clung to me as the sensations coursed through her. Her eyes welled with emotion, and then she clamped them shut as her entire body began to shake. The tension built and built until it finally burst, and she froze in place as a silent moan escaped her open lips.
What was that?
The cat girl gasped for air as she slowly regained control over her body, and a sheen of sweat covered her chest. Her ribs rose unevenly as she still struggled to catch her breath. But all I could think about was wondering what she tasted like. You came, I explained. On Earth, we call it a climax or an orgasm. I don't know what you'd call it here.
I do not understand what just happened, or how,
Una said with a confused look in her purple eyes.
But it was like I came alive for the first time. Thank you, Alex. I've always wondered what it was like to be with a man.
Oh, we are far from over, I assured her with a shit-eating grin, and then I repositioned myself lower between her soft thighs. Just wait until you see what else I can do.
You can do anything you want to me, Alex the Dreamer,
Una murmured, and she gazed down at me curiously as I spread her legs open. Good. I flashed her a devilish grin, and then I dipped my tongue quickly into her well of pleasure and was rewarded with a loud gasp. I pulled back immediately, and I trailed soft, delicate kisses along the flesh of her inner thigh as she calmed back down. I chuckled knowingly against her skin, and goosebumps erupted across the flesh of her legs. I wanted to tease her until she was begging for me to fuck her.
Why are you stopping?
Una asked, with a hint of desperation entering her voice.
I liked it.
I could tell. We're taking our time, remember?
If that is what you wish.
Una fluttered her eyelashes over her lust-filled gaze. Instead of replying, I dipped my mouth to her entrance, and I tickled the edges of her lips with my tongue until her legs opened slightly. Then I kissed her slowly and softly while I rubbed my fingers against her clit, and I could feel the warmth emanating from her entrance as her juices dripped out onto the blankets below her. I licked her from bottom to top with an extra firm flick against her clit as I passed it, and then I twirled my tongue around her node of pleasure and sucked. I continued the same procedure I'd used with my fingers, but my mouth caused much more intense reactions. I built up the tension bit by bit until she was thrashing against my face. But then her second orgasm blasted through her like a rocket launching into space, and a guttural moan burst from her lips. Her juices flowed from her dripping entrance, and I lapped them up with a voracious appetite for her flavor. She tasted sweet and creamy, and it reminded me of nectar from an exotic flower. I was like a bee buzzing around her petals, and I would happily pollinate her until the end of my days.
Oh, Alex!
Una's hands leapt to my hair, and her claws tangled in the tendrils as she pulled my face closer against her moist entrance.
Don't stop!
As you wish, I murmured against the sensitive skin of her thighs. But this time I reached up to twirl her nipples between my fingers as I licked her up and down. The combination was more than she could bear, and the beautiful cat girl began to shake as yet another orgasm took hold of her entire body. She was gasping for air, and her hair clung to her sweat-dappled forehead, but in my eyes, she had never been sexier. My cock pulsated with growing need, and I gripped it tightly as I came up to my knees. "Are you sure you're ready for this, Una?" I asked. I wanted to make sure she was 100% on board before I took things any further. I was a gentleman, after all.
"Yes, Alex,"
Una said in a voice husky with desire.
"Please, I want something. I feel a strong need to be as close to you as possible."
"You want me to fuck you?" I asked, and I caressed her clit with my right thumb as I continued to stroke myself.
"What is that?"
Una gasped out as her hips wiggled toward my digit.
"Fuck?"
"It's the best thing in the universe," I said, and I leaned forward to rub the head of my dick against her moist entrance.
"Oh my!"
Una gasped, but her legs curled around my hips, which practically pulled my cock toward her dripping wet pussy. I could feel her heat and wetness against the sensitive skin of my tip, and I hissed in my breath in an effort to hold on to my self-control. I wanted her to be out of her mind with desire, but I was getting close to that point myself. When I couldn't take it anymore, I leaned down to take her mouth with mine as I slowly slid the first inch of my cock between her moist lower lips. Una hissed, and I paused. I didn't want to hurt her, but I knew the first time could be painful. "We'll go slow," I said, and I pulled out again.
I didn't know it went that deep,"
Una said in a hesitant voice. "Do you want me to stop?" I asked, and I dreaded hearing her confirm my fear.
Please don't,"
Una gasped as her eyes locked with mine.
"It's okay, Alex. I've heard it will hurt, but you have already made me feel so good. Nothing could hurt me now."
"Trust me," I smirked. "The last thing I want to do is stop or go slow, but I know it will be better that way."
"I'm ready, Alex,"
Una murmured, and she tilted her head back to give me better access to her lips. "Oh, me too," I said, and I kissed her deeply as I pushed my tip between her lower lips again. Una hissed again, and I paused, but then she nodded, so I pushed another inch inside her. I stroked in and out slowly, and she relaxed a little more with each thrust. Her tight pussy wrapped around my head and sucked it inward like she was urging me on, and it felt too warm, wet, and amazing for me to resist. Then the head of my cock rubbed against the barrier, keeping her virginity intact, and I paused again.
"You feel so good, Una,"
I breathed in her ear as I pulled back one more time.
"You do too,"
Una started to reply, but then I thrust inside her with a swift motion. I broke past the membrane protecting her maidenhood, and her mouth fell open as a moan emerged from her throat. Her claws dug into the skin of my back, and she pulled me closer with her legs, but she didn't seem to be hurt at all, so I withdrew slightly and thrust again.
"Oh, Alex!"
"Oh, Una!"
I panted as her pussy pulsated around my shaft. She was tighter than anything I'd ever experienced before, and she felt like my fist, only better.
"Oh, you feel fucking amazing."
I agree.
The cat girl's breasts bounced up and down with each thrust, and they looked too delicious to ignore, so I bent down to suck on them while I fucked Una nice and slow. I could feel my own climax growing steadily closer, but I wanted to feel her orgasm from the inside, so I wrapped my arms around her and buried my face in her neck while I pumped faster and faster. Una's moans turned to screams of pleasure as I went deeper and deeper with each stroke, and then the head of my cock was rubbing against the back of her womb. I was buried to the hilt in her tight little pussy, and there was nowhere else I'd rather be. Then I sensed the tension in her body beginning to build yet again, and I knew another climax was imminent. I craved the sensation of her coming on my dick with an intensity I was unfamiliar with. I wanted to make Una come over and over again until we were both useless to the world.
Alex! 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 Oh, Alex!
Una chanted my name as she cast her head all about and her legs shook against my hips.
You're amazing! Oh, don't stop!
I could get used to hearing her say my name like that, and I smirked to myself as I continued to fuck the sexy feline. We clung to each other like nothing else in the universe existed, and I wouldn't have cared if my life had ended after this one blissful encounter. With Una moaning my name in my ear, I could die a happy man. I was getting closer and closer with each passing moment, and I grasped my self-control by a dangling thread. I was about to lose it, and then this wonderful moment would come to an end. But that was the last thing I wanted.
Oh, by the dreamer!
Una gasped as she came again, and a torrent of her juices bathed my cock, but the slippery warmth of her tunnel sent me completely over the edge.
Oh, Una!
I pulled her close against me as the shiver of pleasure shot up from my balls and out the tip of my cock. I pumped inside her a few more times as the sensation overpowered me.
Oh, yes!
Una practically screamed, and her legs wrapped tightly around my waist. She wasn't letting me go anywhere, but there was nowhere else I'd rather be.
Oh, fuck!
I groaned as I sprayed a never-ending stream of my load deep inside her wet, tight pussy. More and more of my cum shot out of me as my body spasmed through the orgasm, but then I collapsed against Una's chest. My breaths came in ragged pants, and my skin was drenched with sweat, but when I met her eyes, her gaze was full of adoration and awe.
Is that what it will always be like?
Una asked in a breathless voice.
I had no idea it would feel so good.
Yeah, it will be even better next time. There won't be any pain anymore.
I didn't mind the pain. I'm filled with you. Alex, it's in my womb. I love how warm it is.
I shifted my weight off of her, but I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her close against me. I didn't care if we were both sticky from our lovemaking. I wanted our sweat to mingle just like our other juices. Una nuzzled her nose beneath my chin, and her ears tickled my nose. But I didn't mind. She'd given me the most amazing sexual experience of my lifetime, and I only hoped she could say the same about me. She didn't have anything to compare it to, but I preferred it that way.
The most curious sensation is occurring within me.
Una murmured in a confused voice.
It is like a heat and a tickle deep inside me. It's in a different spot in my tummy from where your warm seed is, and the only word that sounds right is love. Does this mean I love you, Alex?
My heart skipped a beat at her words, but I squeezed her tightly against me. I certainly hope so, Una, because I think I'm falling in love with you, too. The beautiful cat girl purred loudly as she snuggled up against me, and the vibrations of her body rocked me into a brief slumber. I wasn't sure how long we laid like that, wrapped in each other's arms, but the sun was only a dim light through the open window when I woke up again. I gazed lovingly down at the woman beside me, and I let out a contented sigh. I never wanted to wake up from this dream ever again. I inhaled deeply, squeezed Una against me, and thought about the life I'd left behind on Earth. I didn't have the best job, a lot of friends, or any family who lived super close. There wasn't anyone waiting for me to wake up, except maybe the hot delivery girl, but I had a feeling she would have dipped out as soon as she woke up. There was nothing keeping me from staying in all the land forever, and I suddenly decided that's exactly what I wanted to do. I roused Una with a gentle shake, and the cat girl yawned wide as she stretched her arms over her head.
I can't believe I fell asleep in the middle of the day,
she murmured, and then she planted a sweet kiss on my lips.
Although, I could get used to seeing your face as soon as I opened my eyes.
Una, I said in a serious voice, and I took a deep breath. I have decided to stay in All the Land. I'm the dreamer, and you girls need my help. So, can I live here in Havenwood with you?
Oh, Alex! Yes, yes, yes!
Una hopped up onto all fours, and she bounced up and down on the mattress excitedly.
I have been hoping you would say such a thing since I first learned you are the dreamer.
Then she repositioned herself to where her ass was in my face, and her head was hovering above my crotch, and she flashed me a devilish grin over her shoulder before she lowered her lips to the tip of my cock. Her tail flicked, and her round ass cheeks looked perfectly spankable. But before I could follow through on the urge, Una took my dick in her mouth. Oh, fuck, I hissed with pleasure, and my hand fell back to my side. Oh, Una. Her lips encircled the tip of my cock, and she slowly lowered her mouth until I felt her hot breath against my balls. But then she pulled slowly back off again. She kept her fangs tucked safely away, and for that I was grateful, but her rough-edged tongue felt unusual as it slid up my shaft. I'd never gotten a blowjob from a cat girl before, and I had to admit it was better than I would have imagined. Una gagged on my length, and her back spasmed, but that caused some wondrous sensations to course through my entire body. I could easily have come in her mouth right then and there, but I wanted to explode inside her clenching, climaxing pussy instead, so I grabbed her by the hips. Then I picked her up, spun her around, and planted her across my hips facing me. Una grinned wide as she slid down my shaft, and her face twisted into an agonized expression as she took in my full length, but then she began to bob up and down. I didn't know where she'd learned her techniques since she'd been very much a virgin a few hours prior, but I wasn't going to complain. We fucked a few more times until I didn't think I could come again, even if I wanted to, and after several more hours of lovemaking, we finally decided to rejoin the others. Una winked as she pulled her white tunic over her head, but she didn't replace her underclothes, and I chuckled knowingly. I was going to have so much fun with the innocent, curious, gorgeous cat girl. We walked hand in hand back to the dining hall, but the sound of celebration met my ears before we even arrived. Music and overlapping voices created a chorus of noise, and the sound grew steadily louder as we approached the circular structure. What's going on? I asked Una in a curious tone. Some kind of party?
I would imagine so.
Una nodded.
We have been awaiting the coming of the Dreamer for a very long time now, Alex. The people of All the Land have much to celebrate with you here.
Well, if it's a party in my honor, then I should probably be there, huh?
Most definitely.
Una grinned, and her pace increased. The sun was setting in the distance, and the shadows of twilight crept into the edges of every building. But torches were lit at various intervals to light the rope bridges and catwalks. We entered the dining hall a few moments later to a chorus of cheers, and my neck flushed as I waved awkwardly at all the animal people chanting my name. Miss Maggie strode forward with two mugs in her hand, and the pig lady grinned as she shoved them into our fists.
You two are late.
We were fucking and breeding,
Una said, with her chest puffed out in pride. We'd practiced the word a few times during our escapades, and she was incredibly proud of herself for using it correctly.
Is that an earthling mating ritual?
May asked from where she stood with one foot on a bench like Captain Morgan on a bottle of rum, and she fixed me with a curious look as she took a long pull off her pipe.
Yes!
Una nodded excitedly.
We mated multiple times.
We know.
Dr. Kriya chuckled as she approached us.
We've been waiting, some of us, patiently.
The timid doctor shot Miss Maggie a glance, and the pig chef shrugged.
I was ready to drink.
Miss Maggie nodded at the mugs in our hands.
Catch up, you two. There's more where that came from.
No one can outdrink a dodo. Care to attempt such an endeavor?
What is it? I asked as I lifted the cup tentatively to my lips.
Giggle juice,
Una informed me, and then she took a long swig of her beverage. She finished with a loud burp, and we all burst into laughter.
It doesn't always taste very good, but it will make you feel good.
Giggle juice, huh? I chuckled to myself at the descriptive name, and then I took a deep swallow of the fizzy beverage. It tingled against my tongue, and I could taste the alcohol in it instantly. But I wasn't one to be left behind, so I drank heavily.
Very good sport,
May observed with an approving nod, but then she emptied her mug in one big gulp.
Keep up the good work, and you may beat a dodo someday. Not today, but a wondrous day, perhaps sometime after the defeat of the Dark King.
Is that so? I giggled, and I gave the beautiful, strange bird woman a broad smile. Perhaps today is that day.
Ah, the guest of honor!
Zeedy squeaked in greeting as the fur bay bounced up and down by my feet. There's the cutie patootie. I reached down to scoop up the adorable ball of fur, and I placed her gently on my shoulder. Here, you'll have a much better view from up here.
Oh, yes!
Zeedy squealed with delight.
Thank you, Alex.
Don't mention it, I chuckled. And then I made my way toward my usual table, with the women following me.
Ahoy, Alex!
May wiggled her tail feathers as she situated herself on the other side of the fur bay, and the dodo woman peered at me curiously.
You are awfully human.
Thanks.
You are most gracious,
May replied, and she tipped her hat to me. We all sat down around the table with our mugs in hand, and I dipped my finger into my cup to drip some drops into the furbay's mouth. Zeedy sighed gratefully into my ear, and everyone laughed again.
Drink up, Alex,
Miss Maggie urged with a broad grin. The pig lady's entire demeanor toward me had shifted, and gone were the calculating glances and stern stares.
You deserve to have some fun after getting us so many potions for the doctor's research.
I pulled heavily from the rim of my cup again, and then I tipped it over to reveal its emptiness. Done!
Here.
Lena walked slowly toward our table, and in her hands were two overflowing mugs.
I brought you another.
I jumped up from the table, and Zeedy nearly toppled off my shoulder, but she managed to hold on. Then I crossed the distance to the sloth person, and I took the mugs from her hand. Climb aboard, beautiful, I told the sloth with a wide smile. Just call me the Alex Train. Lena leaned forward, and she stretched out her arms in slow movements, but at long last, her hands managed to grasp the front of my shirt. Then she hauled herself up my person until she hung around my neck like a messenger bag. I returned to the table with my friends in tow, and then we all drank happily for the rest of the evening. I was far beyond tipsy, and I giggled profusely, but I didn't feel self-conscious about it in the slightest. Mainly because everyone else around me was also laughing hysterically, so my merriment just added to the chorus of joy. It was late at night when the party started to wind down, and I was sitting alone at the table with Una. The beautiful cat girl was telling me funny stories from her childhood, but very little of what she said made sense to me in my drunken state. She didn't seem as affected by the giggle juice as I was, but maybe she had grown a higher tolerance for the substance. Eventually, her stories caught up to the current day, and she started to tell me about our earlier lovemaking. Okay, she was totally drunk.
I'm so glad you're here to save all the land,
Una said in response to me asking if she wanted another drink.
How are you going to do it?
I'm not sure, I shrugged. Maybe we should start with your last mission and the recipe.
I have it here,
Una said as she reached into her white tunic. And she removed a folded piece of parchment.
See it for yourself.
All right, I said, and I unfolded the paper carefully. It looked old and fragile, and one of the edges was torn like it had been ripped out of a book. Written across the front of the paper were words in a strange language I couldn't read, and at the bottom were some strange symbols. It didn't look like anything from Earth, and I pointed to the text with a questioning look. What does it say?
This first section here is describing its use,
Una explained as she pointed to the writing at the very top. Two words were in a bigger font than the others, and I assumed it said, heal other. What about this part? I asked as my fingers slid lower to the rows of strange words.
Those are the ingredients needed,
Una said, and she tapped her finger against the first one.
See? It says the tale of a sniffer snatcher right there.
I can't read this. I shook my head. But you said there's part of it even you can't read.
These symbols at the bottom,
Una said as she pointed to the strange shapes, and her ears flicked around in a curious manner.
Only the potion maker can translate them, and she is a prisoner of the Clover Queen.
So what should we do? Isn't this useless without her?
We have to save her,
Una insisted with an emphatic nod. I had a hard time taking out the Clover card men. I'll need a lot more training and practice with my sword before I'd be able to manage a jailbreak. But in the meantime, we could gather the ingredients and have them ready for the potion maker's return to Havenwood.
That way we would be ready to make the potion as soon as she arrived.
Una gasped, and she grasped my hand tightly as she bounced up and down.
Oh, Alex, yes, let's do it, right now.
Una's excitement was contagious, but it was the middle of the night, and we'd both been drinking for hours. Now was not the time to go gallivanting through the wilderness in search of weird items to use in a potion. How about first thing in the morning? I suggested with a chuckle. That way we're not too juiced up.
Oh, we can fuck again.
Una grinned.
I like that idea. Where are you going, dreamer?
Miss Maggie asked with a goofy grin plastered on her face.
How can I help? Yes, dreamer, please tell us what to do.
Dr. Kriya said as she joined us at the table, and her mouse ears wiggled about.
To the Dark King's Black Palace!
May declared, and she held her mug aloft like a victory flag, but then she let out a bubbly burp.
Together, we shall end his reign of terror once and for all!
Una and I are going to gather the ingredients for the Heal Other potion, I informed my feline companion's mother figures. Then, once we have everything together, we will save the potion maker from the Clover Queen.
And defeat the evil queen once and for all,
Zeedee squeaked with an excited bounce. Maybe.
There is no B in victory,
May informed me, but I could tell she was too plastered to make any sense. But maybe she was just strange. I couldn't tell if the bird woman needed to be cut off from the giggle juice, or if it was just her personality. To be honest, I wasn't sure how I was going to defeat the evil, terrifying all the land, but I knew I was going to keep trying until I figured it out. The people were counting on me, and I wasn't going to let them down.
We leave in the morning. I think it should just be the two of us. Any more people will only slow us down. And the faster we get the ingredients, the faster we can get Livia home.
Why, you need an adventurer on your side,
May interjected, and she turned wide, bloodshot eyes to the back of my tunic.
Someone to watch your back?
The drunken bird woman would certainly come in handy in normal circumstances, but I wasn't sure if she would be in any shape to go anywhere tomorrow after how much of the giggle juice she'd drank already, and she still had a full mug in her hand. While I thought about the advantages of bringing her with us, May finished off her mug in a few big gulps, and her throat bobbed as the liquid disappeared. And she went after more drinks without a word.
If you encounter trouble,
Miss Maggie's gaze turned stern,
call for help. Don't try to be brave and wind up dead.
Even if it made me a coward? I asked with one lifted eyebrow.
I'd rather the dreamer be alive than dead.
I promise we'll be careful, I assured all the women surrounding me. Besides, the first item is super simple. I already killed a sniffer snatcher, so all we have to do is go back to the Happy Fields and cut off his tail.
That calls for another round!
Una giggled, and she lifted her empty mug in the air.
Hear, hear!
May called out, and she arrived at the table with her hands full of mugs. The dodo woman handed them out to the occupants, and then we all toasted with a clink. But May cleared her throat to get our attention once more.
A joyful evening with new friends and sights to see. I never in all my days would have thought the dreamer would get a chance to meet me. It is truly an honor.
Agreed, I said, and I clinked my mug against May's for a second time.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Then do not attempt to do so,
May said with a dip of her head.
At least not until you can improve on the prose.
We continued to drink until the wee hours of the morning, until Una and I were both yawning. We'd both exerted a lot of energy earlier in the day, so I bade goodnight to our friends, and I pulled her toward the door. Una was giggling and drunk, but while I expected Una to be stumbling back home with extra clumsiness, the beautiful cat girl darted nimbly across the rope bridge ahead of me. It was like she was magically healed from the opposition effects, and I wondered if it was a temporary drunken thing, like how normal people became clumsier, she would do the opposite. There was no way to know for sure until she sobered up, so I put the thought out of my mind and focused on getting home. Una came into my hut with me, and the two of us curled up in the low platform bed once more. This time, I made sure to cover us up with the blankets, and we snuggled in beneath the warmth of the covers. We were both asleep a few moments later, and I slept soundly until the sun was burning into my eyes. Una yawned and stretched, and her tail stiffened during the process. I found everything about her to be completely adorable, and I was sure my eyes were heart-shaped as I watched her wake up for the first time. Good morning, beautiful, I murmured as I nuzzled her ear. Ready to conquer the day?
Is today the day you conquer?
Una's eyes brightened.
Maybe I should wear my special tunic.
Wear whatever you want. I just meant we were going to kick ass today. We'll get the sniffer snatcher tail and be back before lunch. Watch.
It is quite a way to travel. We wouldn't make it back before dinner.
So we'll have to camp out tonight? I scratched my chin as I thought it over. That changed things a little, but mainly just the time and energy we put into preparations. We'll need some camping gear.
Anything you wish.
Una nodded.
I will get some fish from the kitchen.
You and fish. It's probably the only normal thing about you.
Is that good?
Una tilted her head to the side. Absolutely, I assured her. Then we made our way to the dining hall, and we ate a quick breakfast as we described to Miss Maggie what was needed for our adventure. I wanted to be ready for anything, but I also didn't want us to be weighed down with too much stuff. We packed up a small tent, a couple of blankets, fire starter, torches, and extra food. Dr. Kriya insisted I take a few basic potions with me from the ones that still had labels, like fast, strong, and another big, but I wasn't sure if I would even need them for this particular mission. Still, it was good to have them just in case, so I gave the doctor a grateful smile. Miss Maggie also provided me with a big pack to carry everything in, and then we were ready to go. A crowd of onlookers gathered on the rails of the rope bridges to wave us off, and I felt like a celebrity as I passed through the lines of animal people. Everyone reached out to touch me, tug on my shirt, or shake my hand vigorously, and it seemed like an eternity passed before we reached the main trunk of the giant sequoia. I didn't see May, but I had a feeling the beautiful bird woman was still sleeping off the effects of the giggle juice we'd all consumed by the barrel the night before. Una and I waved goodbye before we headed in the direction of the waterfall, and we retraced the steps we'd taken the first time I'd come to Havenwood. Even though it had been only a couple of days, it seemed like I'd been in all the land for much longer than that. I shot Una a flirtatious wink, and she licked her lips in response. I was having way too much fun with the beautiful babe to ever want to go back to my mundane life in Denver. We traveled back through the waterfall, and then we headed into the woods where we'd been chased by the nightmare. I kept my sword out just in case, but I wasn't sure how efficient the weapon would be against the black cloak thing. The two of us made it to the happy fields without incident, right as the sun was setting, but the growing darkness made it very difficult to see. I took the lead since I remembered what Una said about the potions the clovers had made her take, and I knew night vision had been one of them. So the cat girl was handicapped in the shadows of night. We lit the torches we'd brought with us and began to search for the body of the sniffer snatcher, and I heard the giggles of flowers beneath my feet as we trampled through the clearing where I'd first seen Una fighting off the dog monster. It felt like a lifetime ago, and I glanced around at the laughing flowers with an almost sentimental feeling, but then I heard Una gasp. She stood on the edge of the tree line, and her purple eyes were locked on a spot I couldn't see.
It's gone,
she said with a disappointed pout.
The sniffer snatcher is missing.
I trotted over to stand by her side, and I looked down at the empty crater in the dirt. There were dig marks like a giant hand had scooped up the dog monster, but I couldn't remember picking it up again after I dropped the sniffer snatcher. Something had taken our sniffer snatcher, and its tail went with it. I didn't know what we were going to do, but I knew we weren't going to give up. I was the dreamer, and anything I imagined was possible.